Bureaucrat nominated to be next EU chief. Uniting Europe with Africa, Matter of Destiny. By Virginia Hale on December 11, 2018. Named as the centre-left's candidate for the next EU Commission president, Frans Timmermans announced he would crush conservative governments in Europe, insisting that the continent uniting with Africa is a matter of destiny. Timmermans, who currently sits as the Commission's first vice president, was nominated to lead the Party of European Socialists, PS, in next May's elections by delegates at the EU Parliament Grouping's annual Congress in Lisbon on Saturday. The former Dutch defense minister, who has previously claimed Europe could not remain a place of peace and freedom unless mass immigration-related diversity is imposed throughout the continent, including across even the most remote corners, has notably spent much of his time as President Jean-Claude Juncker's deputy ordering Eastern EU states to open their borders to third world migrants. Packed with references to 1940, Nazi Germany, and never again, he used his speech at the PES Congress to make clear that, under his leadership, the European Commission would have zero tolerance for nations which reject any part of the globalist, progressive agenda, including third world migration. Democracy revolves around respect for minorities and allowing unfettered and unlimited access to foreign-funded NGOs with agendas hostile to the will of their populations, stated Timmermans, before vowing to oust the popular governments of Poland and Hungary. He said, "I want to say to our friends from Poland, I want to make a solemn pledge to you today. I will never abandon the Polish people in their struggle for democracy, freedom and the rule of law. And you know why I am confident that we are going to win?" he asked, going on to proclaim it would not be due to support from globalist governments in Spain, France, and Germany, but instead because of the Polish people. "Because the Polish people want to be Europeans," contended Timmermans, adding, "Young Poles going in the streets with that beautiful blue flag with yellow stars do that because that flag stands for values they believe in. Because that flag is who they are. Also in Hungary, we will prevail," he said, claiming that while these are tough times in the country under Viktor Orban, whose government won a landslide election victory in April, an overwhelming majority of Hungarians say clearly, "We belong to Europe. We belong to that community of values." Instead of focusing on the key problems in Europe today, such as social stratification, weak economic growth, illegal immigration, European bureaucrats prefer to look away from these problems, as they have no idea how to solve them, and so instead conjure up so-called issues such as the rule of law in Poland, Sasin told local media on Monday. Europe's relationship with Africa was another major priority Timmermans outlined in his speech, telling delegates to be under no illusion. "It is a matter of destiny that EU taxpayers eliminate the violence and poverty-plagued continent's problems, or else welcome the hundreds of millions of people from Nigeria alone who, he has previously noted, will be heading to the bloc as a result of its demographic explosion. So, whose fate is going to be dealt with by whom? Europe's fate by Africans, Africa's fate by Europeans. We are in this together. Our destinies are linked," he said, pledging to ensure developing the third world continent is high on the agenda because its population, which is set to more than double to 2.2 billion by 2050, is a common responsibility for the entire bloc. Declaring that socialists say there is only one race, the human race, Timmermans then launched into a rant against nationalists, who he declared need enemies and hate other countries. "Because it's the hate that's the fuel that drives them. And they will always look for enemies on the outside of the borders, but also within. It is not by accident that anti-Semitism is starkly on the rise again in Europe," he said. To mark Monday's publication of an EU survey of Jewish communities across Europe, which revealed almost a third no longer felt safe on the continent, Timmermans hit out at Orban, demanding the Hungarian leader cease his criticism of globalist billionaire George Soros. But while Jews in Western Europe reported seeing a major rise in anti-Semitism, with 9 out of 10 Jews in France reporting they had faced expressions of hostility in the streets, the proportion of Jews in Hungary who said anti-Semitism was a problem in the country had fallen since the previous survey 6 years earlier.